This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
And a very good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870, the Friday edition of Sports Talk 870. And we're going to talk the Mid-Michigan area sports on the spring level here. We'll talk about the spring baseball, spring soccer, and other sports area in the Mid-Michigan area with Scott Yoshonis from the Lansing State Journal. So let's bring in Scott to talk about some of the spring sports. Scott, how you doing?
Good, Earl. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Always glad to talk with you and want to talk about that baseball season. What kind of baseball do you expect we'll see in Mid-Michigan among all the teams this year, especially, in the bigger levels, in blue division, red division, yeah, white, and all those.
Yeah, the CAAC blue is going to be a dogfight this year. For the last few years, it's been Grand Ledges to lose, and they're still one of the teams that are in it. In fact, they've been the gold standard for baseball around here for quite a long time. I mean, they just seem to have taken over. But this year, they're going to have a little bit of a challenge and a hole. I think they're going to hole played in the Diamond Classic last year, and for them, Grand Ledges is in a bit of a rebuilding year now. You know, this is one of those rebuilding versus reloading things for them. They've got off to a really good start with four wins against a couple of good teams, DeWitt and Owosso, and they should be right in the conversation again this year.
And what about some of the smaller division? How are the schools in the smaller divisions this year?
Well, in the red, DeWitt and Hazlitt should battle it out for the CAAC red. DeWitt is one of the teams that Grand Ledges has swept, but they're a very, very good team. And Hazlitt's kind of the coach's choice for the champion of that league, but it'll be a dogfight. In the CAAC gold, you have three good teams that could, actually four of the six teams could win that thing. Lumen Christi, Eaton Rapids, Mason, and Charlotte. But they're all very young teams, and so that's kind of hard to predict. You know, how young players are. They're going to be inconsistent, and whoever wins the most games when they need to is going to take that league. But my favorite league, I think, this year is going to be the CMAC. There's the smaller schools in the area, but they play some good baseball in the CMAC. Bath is a defending champion, and they should be right there again. They have one of the very best players in the area, Nick Stiles, who's been a 4-year phenomenon at pitcher. He's a senior this year, but he's been probably the dominant pitcher in the league for since he was a freshman.
Now, what about as you say, we've got a lot of good teams. You know, most of them are going to be trying to get into the Diamond Classic. Mm-hmm. How many teams do you think out of our area will make the Diamond Classic field? Sometimes it's all of the teams in our area, but sometimes, you know, there'll be a few outside of the area occasionally.
Yeah, it depends on how they want to go with that. I mean, remember a couple of years ago they brought in Homer just because they were a big name and they were, you know, one of the most dominant teams in Michigan high school baseball history. But I think that there's going to be quite a lot of area teams that could fill out a very good bracket in that Diamond Classic. They usually take at least one of the small schools, one of the CMAC or other schools, and this year, I mean, you could take any one of four teams out of the CMAC: Bath, Portland St. Patrick, Plum, Westphalia, or Fowler. Any one of those two teams could go on a run. Out of the CAAC, White Portland and Lansing Catholic are both strong quality teams and could make a run at the Diamond Classic. So there's plenty of teams in the area who play quality baseball and can make for a very good tournament.
When you look over at the soccer teams, how do you see the soccer play in the area on the boys and the girls side? Is there one side that stands out more than the other this year?
Well, boys play in the fall, so this right now all we're doing is the girls. But there are a couple of very, very good teams in the area. A couple of teams: Lansing Christian in Division Four. They bring back most of the team from last year that went to the state final, and they really could bring home a state Division Four championship. Same with DeWitt. DeWitt's a very strong team. A lot of good seniors. A lot of talent on that team. They should go very deep into the tournament. For both of those teams, almost anything but a state title would be a disappointment.
And we have almost the same thing in golf. As you know, Lansing Catholic's been such a strong team in golf here for the last few years. They're still going to be the dominant team in the area?
They should be. Yeah, they're strong. They return a bunch of their team, and they should really be, again, go very deep into the tournament if not win the thing.
And so we've got a lot of good sports here. What about in track? You know, we've had a lot of tremendous track teams over the years. They have a lot of kids participating in the sport of track and field. Mm-hmm. How does track look this year?
Track looks very good. In fact, we have one again from the smaller schools. I kind of like emphasizing some of the smaller schools. Paloma Westphalia has an athlete, Kirsty Weber, who has won three straight state titles in the pole vault. And she should, obviously she'll be gunning for a fourth. And I don't know if that's ever been done in the area, but that's a great accomplishment. Track's always strong in the area, and kind of the usual suspects. Sexton's always good. Grand Ledge is usually very good. So it should be a very, very interesting year for track and field. Looking forward to that honor roll meet.
Yes, I always like the honor roll meet because, you know, you don't have to sit through all of the preliminaries and all mm-hmm. of that. They just have the best of the best, and that's a great way to do it. You wish they could do that in all the track meets somehow. They could make them go a little bit quicker, a little faster. Unfortunately, we know they can do it that way, but it sure would be nice if they could do them all like the honor roll meet.
Yeah, it would be great. I mean, there are so many good athletes that are maybe carrying their teams. They're not on such a great track team, but great track athletes. And to have all of them together in one place to compete against each other is really something that should happen more than once a year.
Do you think we really see the best of the spring sports? Do most of the kids you think that play, we know fall sports are still dominant, and mm-hmm. some of the kids come out for the spring. Does that help or hinder the spring sports? Do more sports kids come out for spring sports just to keep in shape, or do they really want to participate in a specific spring sport?
Well, I think that that's kind of a two-edged sword, and if you ask the coaches, you'll get two very different opinions. I mean, some coaches like the fact that their kids will go off and say football coaches like that their kids will run track because that provides a little bit more motivation for them than just running sprints in the spring, you know. But I think it's great for kids to be more well-rounded and compete in more things. Again, in a more competitive environment, and really I can't see how, say, a football player running track is a bad thing, you know, as far as increasing his speed. And again, a lot of times, a football player, obviously, when you're a senior, you're done playing football, so it really doesn't matter to the coach what you're going to do. So running track is a good way to end an athletic career and really kind of keep your athletic accomplishments coming as your academic career, your high school career comes to an end.
You know, Scott, every time I go into a gymnasium in the area, I see a lot of really improved. The weight rooms in most high schools mm-hmm. have gotten vastly better. Have you noticed that? It seems like the kids are getting stronger at participating in these sports, whether it's spring or fall sports. But the weight rooms are vastly different and a lot better than they used to be 5 to 10 years ago.
Well, the equipment's better and the yeah. staffing is better too. I think the instruction is better. There's more of an emphasis on more scientific, more sophisticated weightlifting and training regimens, so that all year long, even when, say, a football player is running in track, he's still in the weight room getting ready for the football season, and pretty much all year round. I mean, I know a lot of schools have full-time conditioning coaches that do nothing but condition athletes. In those players' off seasons, and it's getting to the point really where any varsity sport is kind of a year round ordeal. Even if you're, for instance, like again, if a football player is running track, he's still lifting for football in the spring and in the wintertime, and so it's athletes, it's a lot different than it was in our day. It used to be that when you played football, you put your football helmet down and when the football season was over and picked it up again in August. Those days are gone.
Yes, I mean, that's the sad part I was going to ask you about. So many, the athletes, every time I talk with coaches, they all say they want the athletes to be more well-rounded, mm-hmm. play all these different sports, even though, a lot of kids today, because the parents and some of them, they just want them to be specific on one sport, and that leads to a lot of burnout. So what happens, do you see more kids just trying to play the two or three sports, or do you see more specialization these days?
Well, it depends on the sport. I mean, football, there's not a lot you can do in the winter and in the spring. There's not a lot of football being played there. So, I mean, football players are going to be essentially athletes and weightlifters, you know. Basketball is a year-round sport. Soccer is a year-round sport. In fact, there's a movement afoot at the upper levels of soccer to keep the top kids from playing for their high school teams and play year-round elite club soccer, which, I mean, that's a fairly raging debate in the soccer community at the moment. It depends on the kid. I mean, I think you touched on it when you said what the parents and coaches want. If it's what the kid wants, if he wants to play soccer all the time, if he wants to play basketball all the time, if he wants to play tennis all the time, that's great. But I think the burnout comes is when the parents and the coaches expect kids to do stuff maybe they don't want to do.
I tell you, there's one sport that doesn't get as much play, but they get a lot of publicity during the season, and a lot of football players wrestle. And wrestling has really become a major sport in the area, as you know, with St. John and some other schools.
Right.
But that has really become one of the gold standards in our area is wrestling.
And wrestling too. I mean, it used to be that wrestling was one of those sports that football players did in the off season. To you know, in the winter time to stay in shape, and especially the linemen, you know, the you get the image of the big linemen, you know, wrestling in the winter to keep in shape. But really, wrestling has become one of those year-round sports. I mean, a school like St. John's and some of the other big wrestling schools in the area, Mason, Eaton Rapids, those guys wrestle year-round, and those guys are wrestlers, and it's much more about a technique. And specific wrestling skills, rather than just being big and strong.
You know, should we be concerned, especially in the sport of football, with so many players getting up around 300 pounds, and we're seeing more of that in high school? It used to be hardly you'd see anybody in the 300 pound area, and now you almost see at least one or two on almost all the teams. Should we be concerned, and should parents be concerned about how much weight their students put on?
Well, I guess it depends on how they put it on. I mean, obviously, if you're 300 pounds of solid muscle, that's different from being mostly muscle and 300 pounds of added weight. But I think that in football, in terms of danger or safety issues, I don't think it's a big an issue at the high school level, simply because there aren't a lot of 300 pound guys who can run that fast and generate the kind of momentum to inflict that kind of injury on people. I mean, in the pros and in college, it's different. I mean, you get these guys 250 to 350 pounds who can run like the wind, and they generate a tremendous amount of momentum and can really do some damage. I think at the high school level, for the most part, that's not the case. The bigger guys are in the trenches kind of bumping into each other. They're not really taking running starts and not really diving in each other's knees. So I don't think that at this point it's really a safety issue.
Okay. Hey, Scott, it's a pleasure talking with you, talking about some of our prep area sports. And it should be a very good season this spring, as we've got a lot of good athletes playing spring sports here in mid-Michigan.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Scott. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Yep, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And that's Scott Yashonis from the Lansing State General talking spring sports right here on AM 870 WKAR. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing.
Wonder what life is like on the International Space Station? I'm Jennifer Ludden. Join Ira Flatow on Science Friday for a talk with two astronauts on board the craft about research and life in microgravity, plus learning from failure and some improbable humor. That's on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR.
And that's Science Friday coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Thanks for joining us today. Sunny skies for the rest of the day, a high near 66. Then a chance of showers tonight with thunderstorms also possible and a low around 49. Cloudy skies for Saturday, showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday, highs in the low 70s.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll free, 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk at www.sportstalk870.org. And we're going to be talking, we're going to tell you a little bit about how our fundraiser is going. Right now we stand at on-air dollars, we've raised $54,168, and the web dollars that we've raised, $22,719. We had a total of 361 total pledges and 56 new members. You know, I'm always looking for getting more of those new members. We'd really like to get some new members, and we need the help of the older members and with newer people, newer members, because, you know, people move in and out of the area pretty much yearly, and so every time some new people move in and some of the old ones move out, we need you to come in, step up, and become a member of our WKAR family. So just give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870, and become a member of the family right here at WKAR. And we want you to come and join us at 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517. You know, this WKAR has been, well, it's been around a long, long time. The station has been established from back in the 1920s, and it's still here today. And we couldn't be here today if it wasn't for your help. And we appreciate all the help that you've given us over the years. So once again, give us a call at 353-5000. Pledge your support to WKAR. Become a member of the WKAR family. It'll certainly be appreciated. And it's something that you can help with, because, as you know, WKAR has been a part of your community since the 1920s, a long, long time. And we thank all of you who've given over the years to help support WKAR. So just give us a call right now. We have a lot of people out there who have been members, a lot of you out there who haven't joined, who've been listening for all these years, for a lot of years, and just have not made up your mind to join us here at WKAR, become a member of the WKAR family. You're certainly welcome to. That's for sure. So call us up, talk with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And Jacob, you know, this is another day for us to try to get people to join. You know, then we'll have one more day with Monday. But this is Friday, is always seems to be a day when a lot of people love to call us and love to pledge their support to WKAR. So we just want to tell you, let me give you the number again. Don't want you to forget it. 353-5000, area code 517-353-5000. And Jacob, what do you see, what have you seen? I know you talk to a lot of the kids and stuff out there. Do you hear any talk around about the people wanting to give and become a part of the WKAR family?
Not really, but they should. I don't see why not. It's incredibly easy, and you can give what you're able to give, and you can either call the number or go online. It's real simple if you go to WKAR.org. So absolutely, if you can keep us around for a little longer, if you can give what you can.
Yep, and just give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. You can call us up, talk sports with us each and every day. That's one of the things that I've often heard about this program, because anyone has open access to call in and make your thoughts heard, whether you want to talk positively or negatively, whatever you like to talk about. it's up to you right here on AM 870. When we say open line, that's what it means. It's open line. That means you can call at any time, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And we're here to talk sports with you each and every day, Monday through Friday, from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. And I know many of you, excuse me, have read about Derek Nix. He was very apologetic yesterday, and he talked about he made a big mistake, which a lot of young people make. We're not trying to sugarcoat it or anything like that, but he did make a big mistake, and he's owning up to it, which is what he should do. He owned up to it, and that's good that he did. A lot of kids try to cover up or deny it or just not say anything. But Derek is very responsible, and he's owning up to the mistake that he made, and which is he should do. You know, without a football practice yesterday, we're going to hear a little bit later on from Coach D'Antonio. I know I've got to give our man Jacob some of the cuts that are coming, because I didn't tell him, but we'll have a few cuts to give away for you to hear from Coach D'Antonio from yesterday's practice. You can just give us a call, talk sports with us at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. Call us up and talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And you can also call if you want to pledge your support, become a member of the WKAR family. That's 353-5000, area code 517-353-5000, right here on AM 870 WKAR. But more importantly, though, we need you to spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every single afternoon right here on AM 870 WKAR. And if you hadn't heard much about it, the Lansing Lugnuts have remained perfect. They're 7-0 this season, off to a great, great start. It doesn't get any better than that, 7-0. And, you know, we'll be looking at the Lugnuts all during the season. And we'll go down there from time to time. Jacob, I might have to get you to go down there to a Lugnuts game.
I plan on going down there. I wanted to go out to the Crosstown Showdown, but it didn't work out. None of my friends could make it down, so I figured I don't want to go down alone. But certainly plan. It's a lot of fun. I know a lot of students on campus here always make their way down to a Thirsty Thursday every once in a while. So I absolutely plan on heading down there sometime over the summer. So, yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's good. That's a good time to be had by all. It's one of those things where, you know, if you get there, you'll have a good time. And, you know, especially when you're with your friends. When you're with your friends, you all can have a good time there. And that's great. So just give us a call. Talk a little sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. And we come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock. Right here on WKAR. If you've never called before, we ask you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And we'd love to hear from each and every one of you. We certainly hope that you appreciate what we do here. We come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock. So we want to hear from you and tell us what you think about some of the things going on, whether it's spring football or whether it's some of the things going on in basketball. And, you know, every school right now in the area, all across the country, is involved in spring football. And that's something that's going on right now. One place where they have spring football is going on, but it can't be too pleasurable right now, is that Arkansas. I mean, Bobby Petrino, as you probably have read, was fired the other day. And if you've been following it at all, you see that him and the female that he was involved with sent at least 4,300 text messages among each
other.
That's
a lot of text messages.
Yes,
That's coming from a college-age student who sends text messages. I mean, that's a lot of text messages.
Yes, it is. And, you know, and for him, I you know, we haven't heard anything about it. Is his wife left him? Are they going to get divorced? I would think that's probably on her mind, and they've got four kids. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. But boy, you know, and as you know, the girl that he was involved with, Durrell, I think her name was Janet Durrell, something like that. And she had told him, you know, she was engaged to be married to someone else. And so, you know, you don't know how is this. She's on paid leave right now.
I hope so.
And yes, we don't know if she'll get married or if that's being called off as well. Because, you know, I don't know how much you would call that just an illicit relationship or just one having a relationship on the side. You know, what would you call that? Or could you say they were just both really in love?
I mean, certainly something's going on there. If you're sending, I don't know how long the 4,300 text messages, you know, at what time span that was.
Well, since last September.
Last September, so it's not even a year. If you divide that out over 12 months, that's about 11 a day, which is a pretty heavy texting relationship, depending on, you know, your, I guess, your relationship status. But it's a lot of text messages. There's obviously something going on there. You know, he's obviously going to have a conversation with his wife. She's going to have a conversation with her fiance. It kind of just depends on, you know, I guess how deep this went or how, you know, how, you know, how, yeah, I mean, how deep, what were they, you know, what exactly was the relationship? What did it entail? It's unfortunate, you know, that this had to happen this way, you know, not only for him, you know, it is tough for something like this to happen in such a public way. Obviously, it's his fault that that did happen that way. But and obviously, Arkansas is in a bit of a predicament now with the upcoming season. And who do they, you know, what do they do about a coach?
Do they hire an interim coach or do they just try to bring in somebody new? That's for sure.
It's not like you can do a national search, you know, in mid-April when the season's in August. I mean, everybody's pretty much locked up. And so they're going to have to hire an interim guy. I mean, I'd imagine promote an assistant or something along those lines. And it'll certainly be an interesting storyline in the SEC next season.
Yes, it will be. I mean, that this is something that, you know, and the other thing that caught me by surprise was I thought that Bobby Petrino would probably be eligible and would get some kind of a buyout. No buyout. No nothing. They just fired him at cause, said they had cause to fire him because he put the university in a bad light. I mean, when he hired the woman and paid her, put her on salary for $55,000, and they had 158 applicants for the job, and I think they said, if we let this go, if we keep him on and let him hire someone, that's going to be trouble for us because they could probably see 158 lawsuits against them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all that. There's, you know, I mean, there's definitely reason for him not to get a buyout. And I, you know, I don't know if he's, I believe I read a headline that he doesn't plan on appealing the firing. I don't know if he plans on appealing the buyout in any particular way. But certainly when you lie to your employer like that, and when you possibly hire someone, you know, because you're in a relationship with them and you don't disclose that information to your employer, you don't disclose that relationship when you make that hire, that is most certainly cause for firing without a buyout. So, you know, I don't, you know, there's no reason he should have gotten a buyout. The question now, whenever this happens to a coach, though, the question always becomes, are they going to go and coach somewhere else? Is anybody going to snap him up? You know, what's the waiting period before he's, you know, no longer damaged goods?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, when will that happen? Because, you know, I assume he'll probably get another job somewhere around.
Yeah, it could be at a, you know, obviously Arkansas is a pretty top-level school in, you know, the best conference in the country. You know, he's not going to go back to I can't imagine he's going to go to a big-name school, but there are certainly, Division I schools out there that might grab him up, but obviously not for the upcoming season. He's going to have a waiting period here. But at the same time, you know, we see so much of these coaches that have these problems, whether it be NCAA infractions or whether it be personal issues with their employer where they get fired. And it's becoming so commonplace now. You know, I almost feel like, you know, people might just want to say, I don't know if I want to take the risk with him. It's bad publicity. Something else might happen. We don't know. So it's a tough situation.
It is. I mean, it could turn out all right for him. I mean, he might be able to get another job. He might be able to have to go. He might have to go back to being a coordinator, offensive coordinator somewhere, because that, you know, he put himself in a tough position. And the thing is, you know, he was only brought down because he was in a motorcycle accident. If that accident hadn't happened, you know, we wouldn't be talking about Bobby Petrino right now. But the accident happened. Everything. And that's the thing. When you have an accident or something like that, if you've been doing anything wrong, it always finds its way out. You know,
I mean, look at Tiger Woods. The only reason that all had the domino effect there is because the whole car accident and he, you know, ran his car into whatnot. Yeah, I mean, that is a prime time for anything to come out. And I mean, eventually, I think something would have come out, or they would have found out about this in some way, shape, or form. But then again, he's been hiding it since September. So, you know, clearly he's doing a pretty good job of, you know, sweeping it under the rug. But yeah, it's just you know, just one event like that can, you know, change his life, and it's tough.
Yes, and especially since he lied to. I mean, that's the thing. If you're going to do something like that, you might as well come and fess up. And he just made it worse by lying to the AD and everything. That's all he did, was make everything worse. And that's one thing. You whenever you read, you know, we read these things when something happens. The first thing I always say, you should fess up. but don't try to cover it up. But everybody seems like so many people try to cover up what they've done wrong.
Yeah, it's always easier to absolve someone of wrongdoing or forgive them of wrongdoing when they admit that they did something wrong, and it takes a lot of courage to do that. It takes a lot of courage to come forward and say, this is what's been happening. So it's very hard to do, but usually, you know, you obviously are given a, you know, not given a pass, but obviously it gets easier if you are upfront about that kind of thing. And he wasn't, and he let it get out of hand, and that's what happens. I mean, let it be a lesson to everybody else out there. I mean, that's what's going to happen if you do something like that.
Yes, you would not like to think that people will learn from watching other people's mistakes, but, you know, very rarely does that happen. We don't, you know, everyone always says, it's not going to happen to me. You know, it's not going to.
I'm sure he said the same thing.
Yep, he probably did at some time or another. He said, it's not going to happen to me. I can do this with skating by, with no one finding out. And a lot of people think that that's the mistake they made. Well, we know one thing that's not going to be a mistake is game two tonight between Nashville and the Detroit Red Wings. I mean, the 3-2 game, I think, is all the predictors, the people that prognosticate these things think that every game's going to be close. Most all seven of these games will probably be 1-1 games and one-goal games. And everyone's going to be looking at a close win. A lot of people believe it's going to be a close win for the Predators. They won a first good game, and they've got some muscle, some people that can score. They've got a really big goalie, and he's good. So it's going to be a great, great series. It got off to a good start, and now we're going to see a little bit more. But game two tonight, and then game three on Wednesday, and that's Sunday at high noon. So you got a chance to see some very good hockey, a lot of good hockey games coming up, Jacob, and that's going to be a lot of fun for us looking at all these games coming up. So we've got 7:30 tonight and then noon on Sunday. Give us a call at 355-9527, toll-free 877-9527-870. And we'll be talking more sports with you right here on AM 870. WKR. Are you looking to get back into watching a little hockey this evening? So watch the Wings try to do something?
I might turn it on. I mean, certainly game one was an emotion-filled game, and this kind of seems like it's going to be the series where it's really passionate and a really hard-fought game, which are always fun series to watch in any sport whenever you have a lot of passion and everyone's just laying it out. So it should be a very good matchup. Obviously, if the Wings were to go down two games in the series, that's, you know, it's not obviously ideal, and it's very difficult to come back from that kind of thing when you get in that hole. And Nashville would be in a very good spot if they were to go up 2-0. So I think it's going to be a really passionate game tonight. I think the Wings know this is a very important game. Sometimes they're always very important because you can, if there was momentum established in the first game, you can shift it really easily in the second game and really kind of get it in your favor. So it's an important game tonight for them, and I think it'll be a fun game to watch.
Oh, it should be. You know, one thing about Nashville, it's not in the hockey arena. It's down in the southernmost part of the United States. Most of the teams are out east, in the Midwest, you know, up in Canada. And I know they're trying to expand hockey and grow it more so, but I don't know. We got teams in Nashville and in Florida, you know, out in Dallas. I don't know if that's really good for hockey. Is that holding up in all those different areas, even in Arizona? You know, there are a lot of teams there. I understand they're trying to grow the sport, but does that really help the sport?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if there's fans there and the fans want it, I mean, I guess that works. I know hockey fans in San Antonio, Texas. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, because the big reason why a lot of these southern teams might end up doing, you know, well in terms of the fan bases. There's a lot of northern transplants in the South now. A lot of people move to Texas. A lot of people move to the Piedmont area and South Carolina and North Carolina. And you know, Nashville's a growing city. So, you know, if there's a lot of the transplants from the North that like them, their hockey, they can go down there and they can, you know, watch an NHL team.
The time now is 40 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after a short break on AM 870 WKAR.
Can you learn about humans by studying ants? I'm Jennifer Ludden. Join Ira Flatow on Science Friday for a talk with E.O. Wilson on the evolution of societies. Plus, from katydids to horseshoe crabs, what today's creatures can tell us about life millions of years ago. That's on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR.
For the rest of the afternoon, expect sunny skies and a high of 66 degrees. Then some rain tonight, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible, a low around 49. Cloudy for Saturday, showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s. And cloudy on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a little warmer, a high in the low 70s.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll free, 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. And, you know, we're getting close to, you know, to ending our fundraiser. We've got a few more days left, but we need you to make a pledge right now. Don't wait till the very last minute. A lot of people would like to do that, make to the very last minute to make their pledge. Do it now, because you never know. You might forget. You might decide, I'll give it later on. And, you know, it's getting to the point there is no more later ons. You can call right now, make a pledge, whether you can do it on the web, you can just do it over the phone, but call 353-5000, area code 517. We know there are so many good sports fans out there, and we just need you to call in, pledge your support, become a member of our family, a member of our team. And, you know, coming up in the fall, as we do every fall here at WKAR, we'll be giving away football tickets. We'll be giving away hockey tickets. We'll be giving a lot of things, trying to make it just as painless and just as easy, much fun for you if you have a chance to win tickets right here on WKAR. But what we want you to do, though, now is call and give us your pledge of support and become a member of the WKAR family at 353-5000, area code 517. We've only got, I'll say honestly, we only have 56 new members, a total of 361 new pledges. So, you know, we need more people to be new members of WKAR, become members of the WKAR family. We need to hear from more of you. So if you've never called and given, you might be a longtime listener to AM 870 WKAR. And if you've been one of those longtime listeners, we want you to take the time and join us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Well, let's talk a little bit of spring football. So we've got a few cuts to talk about for spring football, right, Jacob? Well,
I've got a few loaded. I have two that I did not get loaded, so.
Okay. Well, I know we got, is leaders up there?
I do have leaders up here.
Okay. Well, Coach D'Antonio was talking about how they're trying to develop new leaders for the football team in the spring.
Yeah, there's a void. We had great leadership last 2 years, so there's a little bit of a void there because we've got some guys like Chris Norman who's a leader, but he's not able to participate this spring. So, you know, it's got to help you when you have your guys practicing that are your leaders. But, you know, guys like Bula, guys like Maxwell, they've been solid. Larry Caper, they're guys that, you know, are stepping up and filling that void. But, you know, these are things that you get thrust into and it takes a little bit of time to sort of ground yourself.
And yes, and they're trying to find some more leadership. They've got people there. They think they're going to be good leaders, but they're trying to get more. You know, usually every team has a few captains. Usually around four captains out there. But that's one of the things that they're looking at is the leadership on the team. That was very big the last few years, of course, with Kirk Cousins being a great captain, a great leader on the Spartan team, and you know. Andrew Maxwell has some huge, huge legs to fill. He's got coming in after Kirk Cousins leading Michigan State to two 11-win seasons. That's going to be huge for Andrew Maxwell coming in to be the new leader of Michigan State. Well, let's talk about in here what we've got. We got a little bit of a quarterback. We're going to hear what Coach D'Antonio had to say about the quarterbacks.
Quarterback situation, you know, we've got two guys, and I think Maxwell is a guy that's having a good spring, as we would anticipate. Very functional, knows what to do. very crisp and everything is done and great leadership.
In the backup situation.
You know, Connor Cook's been solid, and he's just a freshman, but he's got a lot of athletic ability, throws the ball on a rope, 6'4", 220, can run. And, you know, after that, you know, we'll look for our young players as they come in the summer. But the other couple guys, Peter Bedavinic and Tommy Ventura, guys that are working at it.
And, yes, they're hoping to shore up that quarterback position. They've got two ones that they believe, you know, that are going to be good. And, the only thing you can hope with any position that you don't have injuries. That's the thing. If everybody can stay healthy, they could have another good team and another good year for Michigan State, that's for sure. And we talked about the running backs. We've got some great, great runners. Let's hear Coach D'Antonio talk about the runnings.
We've got good running backs. Le'Veon Bell's having an outstanding spring. He's not complacent. And I think these other guys are showing they can do some things as well. We moved Jeremy Langford out to wide out to soak him up there a little bit because I really feel like he's too good of an athlete to play one position as be the fourth tailback. We've got to get him on the field just like we did last year, special teams. And, you know, last year was at corner. This year it'll be a little bit of a wide receiver. But he's a guy who catches the ball well down the field, does some things naturally like Keyshawn did. So we'll see how he does.
You know, that he said the one thing about that, what he said is Le'Veon Bell is not being complacent. And that's what every athlete needs, especially in a sport like football, because it's built on competition. You have to compete every day, and that's what makes you better. If you compete during practice every day, you know, a lot of people want the athletes to be given the job. They don't, you know, coaches want them to earn the job, of course. They don't want to just give people the job. They want you to earn it. And if you can earn it and then keep it and then move better and try to play better to make yourself a better player and help make the team better, then you know, you've got something if you got a guy like that. One thing we notice over the years, you don't have a lot of players in the sport of football or any sports that are self-motivated. You know, that's something that all people have to do to learn about being a self-motivated person, a self-motivated player. And that's one thing in sports, you know, because especially in the sport of basketball, a lot of, you know, I think that sport would be a lot better if you had more players that were self-motivated and don't get motivated from time to time. So, you know, but you're always looking for players, and football is a sport that drives that competition. And, you know, a lot of the really good football players also play basketball. A lot of the players that were good football players, they play basketball, and they really develop. And that makes it makes it especially, you know, when in football you only have that one game a week. So, you know, and you get to be strong on that, and you can play a lot of other sports. You know, you can use that, especially the way football is played. Well, we've got one or two left, or just one left, and that's ethics. So here's what Coach D'Antonio has to say about ethics.
As well as Chris Norman. Chris might be able to do something at the last week, but I don't really want to risk any aggravating injury to him. So, but we're going to be a stronger football team because of the opportunities that
he just talked about the experience with John Kubik and how he's been doing.
Yeah, John is a guy that you know, plays in there and you know, knows what to do. He's got to perform at a consistent level, like all of our guys. And when he has the opportunity to separate, he's got to try and separate himself from the defender a little bit. But he's, you know, I always look at guys and ask, are they functional? You know, where are they at? Are they functional? And then you got to ask from there, you know, how many games you're going to win with them and those type of things. So he's definitely functional, and I think he's made his impact on this football team. And he's a guy that he gets reps with the twos. He gets reps sometimes with the threes, just depending on what kind of practice he has.
And that's key. He says, you know, it depends on how well he practices. How many games can you win with him? That's what the coach has to figure out. How many games, when you've got, say, guys are pretty equal at one position. Maybe, you know, who do you play the most? Who, you know, you're going to divide up time. You know, say like at running back, Le'Veon Bell right now is the top reader, and Larry Caper is probably next behind him, and then Nick Hill after that. But how do you divvy up those carries and divvy up that time? I'm not sure if we know that yet. because you know you're giving everybody a chance to compete. Like they say, it's easy to say we're going to play the best 22 players. I mean, coaches always say that they're going to play the best 22 players. But sometimes you have maybe 23 or 24, 25 players. Depending on the position. So you've got some good players that are backups and hope to get in the game and become an integral part of the team. And that's what you have to look at. These players, so many players, just want to get a part of the team. Sometimes you get in a lot, or you might be just a player that gets a little bit of time. So it's always that competition. And Coach D'Antonio is definitely going to keep that competition strong throughout the season. And you'll hear him and all the assistant coaches saying, hey, you know, we're trying to get the best 22 guys out there. We're trying to get the best linebackers out there, the best cornerbacks out there, the best safeties out there, the best offensive line. Everything is built on getting the best players. And that's the thing. You know, if you end up doing that and going to, say, for example, to a Michigan State, you'll get a chance. You know, the walk-ons that have been through here have done quite well, you know. So that's the thing. If you come to a program like a Michigan State, you'll get a chance to prove yourself. If not, you'll be on the bench. You'll be, as we say, a road warrior. You'll be a very good practice player because they need practice players. And that's the one thing, Jacob, I could honestly say. I could never walk on and be a walk-on on football. I mean, you get beat up. You get totally beat down, you know, for 12, 13 weeks or however long your season is. I could never be a walk-on. I mean, I take my hat off to those people that can, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, not only the physical aspect of it, but you've got the whole time commitment thing. And absolutely, it's being a walk-on is difficult, but I think you're right, you know. In most schools, if you are, you know, you walk on a team and you show that you care, that you have a dedication to the program, you know, you don't, you know, it's not about necessarily being the most athletic. Sometimes the best and most fun players to watch are the ones that just work hard, and the ones that you love just seeing, you know, in basketball, for instance, just throwing themselves on the floor, going after loose balls, and that kind of workhorse ethic is something that the fans appreciate and something that coaches likewise appreciate. And usually players that come in and have that attitude and you know, show those abilities, you know, they do get the playing time. They do get the payoff.
And that's always good, because that's one thing, you know, when you're a walk-on, you know, and you're not a scholarship player. Scholarship players, they'll get chances to make up and make up for the mistakes they made, or if a coach will say, oh, that's a scholarship player having an off day. Well, you know, he'll be back tomorrow because they invested so much time and money in him, and so they want him. He's going to get the best chance to succeed. But if you're a walk on and you have a bad day, a bad practice, they'll say, well, he just showed that he couldn't do it. He just showed that he couldn't do it. You know, he couldn't compete with us at that level, and you almost get written off right away. Yes, you know, you're going to get a chance to just to serve and play on the team, but it's unfortunate. If you have a bad day, you definitely go a couple of notches down on that depth chart.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, it's one of the reasons I don't get too into recruiting and whatnot is, you know, it's fun and nice and everything, but you know, college is so much different from high school from an athletic standpoint, and you can be a walk-on, and you can be a really lowly recruited player and be a star, and likewise, you could be a five-star, four-star recruit and be a dud. It happens, you know, it happens frequently, a lot more than people realize. So, you know, a lot of it just, if you show up and if you're, you know, if you work hard and if you show a passion and, you know, and you're, you know, obviously good, you have to be good, but, you know, you'll get rewarded and it'll pay off.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you said a four-star, five-star recruit, that's the thing. There are so much expectations placed on you if you're a four-star or five-star recruit, because for some reason, people take that and try to generate that at the next level. Therefore, a five-star recruit in high school, it doesn't mean you're going to be a four- or five-star recruit at the next level.
All that means is that you were a really good high school player, and you have potential to be a really good college player. And the key word is there is potential. It doesn't mean you're ready to go play college right now. That four-star, five-star means that if you perform to the best of your abilities, if you work hard, if you train well, if you, you know, go to practice, all these things, you have the potential to be a really good player. It doesn't mean you can just go skate in and all of a sudden you're ready to be, big man on campus, the best player they have. It's a potential rating, and it means you're a really good high school player.
Well, we know right now that all of you out there listening to us have the potential to be a good, strong listeners to the AM 870.
Beautiful
WKR.
Segue.
Yes,
beautiful
segue. You can just give us a pledge here. We've got $54,168 on on-air pledge. Web dollars, $22,719. 361 total pledges, 56 new pledges. So give us a call right now and give us a pledge at 353-5000, area code 517-353-5000. Call and pledge your support to WKAR. We appreciate all of you out there listening to us. You're listening right now. Well, hopefully you'll give us a call and pledge your support to AM 870 WKAR. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we do invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us every afternoon right here on WKAR. Become a member of the WKAR family. Once again, the number to call, 353-5000, area code 517. 353-5000, area code 517. Call and pledge your support. Become a member of our WKAR family. So, Jacob, I want you to just, I'm doing all the talking, so you do some of the talking on why a person should join us and become a member of WKAR family.
Well, I'll tell you what, I do a lot of talking and whatnot about technology. I do podcasts and stuff on tech and all these things. There's a big debate going on in tech about, you know, ads on websites and paying for content and all these different things. And we don't have ads here. We rely on donations and other things. So, you know, you have the luxury of listening to us for an hour every afternoon uninterrupted by any commercial advertisements. And so the least you can do is call up, give what you can. It's, you know, it's simple. It's easy. You don't even have to pick up your phone if you don't want to. You can do it online if that makes it easier. It's real simple. And, you know, give what you can. And that way we can continue to talk to you every afternoon for 1 hour uninterrupted and give you the sports that you love.
Yes, and we want you to do that. Call us up. That's one thing. We hardly ever mention that. An hour of interrupted sports talk. I mean, most stations, you know, you've got to listen. You got to wade through all the commercials that they have because they have to have the sponsors. And, you know, but here we don't have to have the sponsors. You know, we just can listen to each and every one of you for give us your content, your saying anything you want to talk about right here on AM 870.
When you give us a call here, you don't call on some commercially sponsored phone line like the other stations. You just call on the phone line, and we just put you in, and there's no commercials. It's real simple.
Yes, it is. Hey, we only got a few minutes left, so give us a call right here at 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517. Pledge your support to WKAR. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR in East Lansing. So call us up right now. Pledge your support. Become a member of the WKAR family. We really would appreciate that. And we know that so many of you out there, you can be a member. If you've been a long-time listener, I know if you're listening to us right now, you know about WKAR. We don't have to sell you anything about the station because you know about it. You know the product that we give you and the quality that we give you. So you know all that. So just give us a call and give us a pledge some of your support and become a member of our family right here on AM 870 WKAR. And so why don't you give us one more? We don't have much time left. So Jacob, give us a few more thoughts on fundraising and our pledging your support.
I mean, it's really simple. It's real easy. You can decide what you want to give. And you know what? We're asking you, so it'd be nice if you would follow through. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's very simple. It's very nice. Again, this is uninterrupted. It's commercial free. We try to bring you quality and all that. So it takes money to do everything that we do here. And so if we're not going to run commercials, we need to get donations and to have support from everybody. And it just makes you feel good to have that support and be able to support your local station and support all of us here at WKAR.
Yes, so give us a call, 353-5000, area code 517. Don't forget the hockey game tonight between the Predators and the Red Wings. That's at 7 o'clock tonight, or actually 7:30 tonight, and then you can hear, you can check that out. And, of course, there's always baseball going on, so a lot going on in the sports world. But we would look to hear from you on Monday. Call us up on Monday and tell us, you know, call us up and tell us that you've become a member of the WKAR family. We'd love to hear that. So just call us up on Monday and let us know. Don't forget me on Sunday on the Sunday Stout on Sports. Join me with Tim Stout on Sunday afternoon. You've been listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870, WKAR East Lansing. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock on AM 870. So have yourself a safe and a pleasant evening.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.